How many kills did we account for this time? Let's see, we have 6. Again, half the team kills. Good job, irregardless. Is that even a word, irregardless? Regardless.
Regardless.
Yeah, no shit, Sherlock.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Regardless from me, your host, Mark Scalia. I haven't done the show in a couple weeks. I've been experiencing my vertigo once again, and I'm sitting for the show. I don't normally sit. Everything is set up over here where I'm standing. My mic is up, and I have all my stuff, my components. I had to reconfigure the whole thing, and because I haven't done it in a while, it's the same thing. So let me adjust my mic. Let me get some things going on here. You have a little bit of buzz. The show's not going to be, you know, quality-wise, but we'll see what happens tonight. But if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of two ways. One, we are broadcasting live through Facebook. And we always do the show live, and that's why it's plagued with problems. And the other way you can listen is you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show, available through Podcast Garden, iHeartRadio, and wherever you get your podcast. That's where it is. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's start the show off because I don't know how good it's going to be. Luckily, I got a guest to save my ass today. So I'm going to bring you up to speed about what's been going on with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
That's it.
When?
Just now. We're at now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
So let's tell you what's been going on. The reason I'm a little frazzled is because my vertigo is back with a vengeance. It is mad. It's attacking me like I owe it money. It's brutal. It's been pretty bad the past few days, maybe a week or so, and it's been kicking my ass. And I got to say, you know, it's a true show of strength is to admit weakness. And I think that's what's going on. Dizzy. This is my vertigo intro. I've been very dizzy. And I don't know if anybody's ever experienced it, but my wife is like, you know, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. And I'm like, that's exactly who you'd wish it on. And I've been on the trolley, and the problem with being on the trolley is that I sit in a seat, and the seat is backwards. So as the vehicle is moving through the streets, I am literally going backwards down the streets, which is, you know, interesting in itself. And I can't turn my head too fast because, obviously, I get dizzy. So I have to literally point to something on my left and keep my head forward and then slowly come back and then point to something on the right. And I say it, and the way that you're looking at me in the video, this is left and right, according to the trolley. Like, I don't even know my own left and right, because I go, on the left of the trolley is this, because that's their left. But I did there's a tourism day that Salem has, and I did that yesterday on the trolley, and everybody was fantastic. Concierge, people from hotels all over Boston area, down South Shore, Cape Cod, all in the area. They come up to Salem, and essentially we treat them for the day to show them what they can now tell their guests. And I was part of that yesterday, which was actually kind of cool. So it was kind of cool. And that's me being busy. And I'm still working. I've been on the trolley. I've been doing stand-up. I had a great stand-up weekend last weekend. I did a fundraiser in Somersworth, New Hampshire. And then Saturday night, I was working with Joe Iannetti at Chunky's in Manchester. And people are really good, man. I got to tell you, as far as appreciation goes, people are very appreciative that we're doing live comedy. And I am very appreciative that people are coming out and seeing shows. And I know with the Delta variant, it's getting a little scary again. But as long as we keep our heads on and we don't let the fear overwhelm us, that's the big thing. It's being afraid. That's what caused so many problems. It was the fear of everything. And I don't want to be afraid because that stuff is brutal. Did my video freeze on Facebook? It probably froze on Facebook. There's people listening. There's literally like four or five listeners, and I can't chat to them because either the computer is too slow or Facebook is too slow or Facebook and the computer are too slow. There we go. I know it's choppy as holy hell, but we'll see what up. So let me do this because I want to get to my guest because I don't know how much, you know, technical stuff I have going on. Let's start with this day in history.
Wait till I tell you what happened today.
Would you please explain some of what happened today to me, please? Will you?
And now, Radio Irregardless's This Day in History.
So I'm going to go pretty quick through this because I think the video is choppy. I'm not sure what's going on. But, you know, you folks on the podcast, you're going to enjoy yourself. So let's start off. In this day, in the year 682, St. Leo II begins his reign as a Catholic pope. Hooray. In 1180, I'll see if I get this right, Yoritomo Minamoto leads the uprising against the emperor. Oh my God, I should have done better show prep. Kinyomori Tinyara. Taijara. I can't. Forgive me. I'm doing the best I can. In 1834, Charles Darwin reaches the top of Campara, Chile. It's really, you know, it's 200 years ago. It's really not, what? Like, we were still figuring shit out. Anyway, 1870, the first ascent of Mount Rainier in Washington. I only put that down because I've been to Washington and I've been to Mount Rainier. I've been on it, but I've been there. 1877, Asaph Hall. That's Asaph. I'm not making this up. Asaph. Asaph Hall discovers a Mars moon, Phobos. I think it's Phobos and starts with a D, I think. I don't know. Let's see. 1903, Joe Pulitzer donated $1 million to Columbia University and begins the Pulitzer Prizes. $1 million in 1903 was a shit ton of money, by the way. 1933, Lou Gehrig breaks record by playing his 13th, 100th, and 8th, 1,308th straight game. I can't do this show in 2 weeks without fucking up. In 1958, the world's first moon probe, U.S.'s Thor Abel, explodes at T plus 77 seconds. So it was off the ground a little over a minute, and it blew up. 1961, the building of the Berlin Wall begins. 2008, Michael Phelps won 8 gold medals in the 2008 Olympics. 2012, I'm never going to get this one right. I'll try my best. All right, let's try it. I'm pulling my glasses down for you folks online so you can get to see what it looks like when somebody loses their sight on air. Let's see. Troglorepter marchingtoni. That's an unusual spider discovered in 2010. It's determined to be a new family of spiders previously unknown in the world of science. The new spider family has been named Troglorepter, meaning cave robber. That took more effort than it was. And in 2015, Speaking of robbing, the U.S. Internal Revenue Service reveals that hackers who stole taxpayers' data in May had accessed additional databases, adding 220,000 people to the previous estimate of 114,000 taxpayers who have had their information compromised. Your government at work. What can Brown do for you? Get the fuck out of my way. Anyway. Oh, and birthdays. Here's the thing about the birthdays. It's the same thing. When you do the birthday things, like, I don't know half these people. I say it all the time. They're like YouTubers. And is it TikToker? Would that be the thing? TikToker? If you TikToked, are you I don't know. TikTokian? TikTokian? Maybe it's TikTokian. But look, no, TV actress, I don't know. YouTube star. Maya Mitchell? She looks like somebody, I don't know. I have no idea who these people are. Andy Samberg, he's a TV actor. Oh, Andy, who's Andy? I am so buzzed. I don't even recognize Andy Samberg from his, he's 43. Shit. Patrick Swayze. He was, he died in 2009, but today was his birthday. Let's see who else. Christian Slater, he's 52. He's a year younger than me. Oh, he's almost my age. He is my age. And he's next to like these YouTube yahoos. Francis Bean Cobain. I don't know if she's related, but we'll see. Ed Norton is 52. And, of course, Robert Redford is 85. So, happy birthday, everybody. And I would play the birthday song, but I'm technically all messed up. And I was supposed to call my guest 10 minutes ago, but she'll be very understanding. And when we come back, you're going to get to meet a very, very, very funny young lady who I met. But I'll tell you that story when you get back. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll be right back. I hope.
And now, Radio Irregardless presents Angela the Comic.
I love kimchi. I love kimchi. I love kimchi. I love kimchi.
Come on.
I love kimchi. I love kimchi. I love kimchi. I love kimchi. When I was young, my mama made me food. She made sure I ate everything good. I love kimchi. I love kimchi. I love kimchi. Come on. I love kimchi. I love kimchi. I love kimchi. I love kimchi. Cabbage, red pepper, right for the eating. Ain't nothing better. There's no competing. Don't try to mix this at home without a Korean granny. Cause it'll come out whack and get you in your fanny.
And And you're back at Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Let's see if I can get all this working. And there she is. She's right behind my giant head. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Angela, the comic. Thanks for being part of this shit show. I don't know what's going on today. All right. So Angela and I met at the Laughing Skull in Atlanta, and it was just about a year and a half ago. And it was a showcase night. So I was in town. I was doing a corporate gig, but she signed up, and we went on late.
Oh, that's the story we're going to stick with, Mark, because
that's the story.
I remember it completely differently. You were having hard times. You were on the corner.
What?
I wanted to talk to you about Jesus. Lord and Savior.
You know, Jesus can't save this ship right now.
It was the fishnet stockings you were wearing really grabbed my soul.
It was. Bruh. I didn't have any of that. Damn. I should foul run one. So yeah, we can go with that.
Yes, but, Laughing Skull.
So let me just see if this is still happening, because I think it is. You know something? Were you able to watch the show? Was it choppy?
I was watching. It wasn't choppy. So when you said, oh, I know I'm locking up here, you weren't. So yeah, that happens to us too.
It's so weird, because now the program looks like it's now my actual... Oh, Jesus Christ. I fuck it. This is why I shouldn't do audio and video simultaneously.
Can I tell you about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?
Let's talk about Jesus.
Do that. That's always a great
Jesus needs to be. Yeah. Jesus, take the wheel.
Jesus, take the board. Causing subject that we should... Definitely.
So when we talked, wait a minute, during the pre-show, hold the phone. You folks don't know this. And I know the video is still going out, but you guys don't know this. We talked on the pre-show, and she was walking around with earbuds and a cell phone. And now she's like broadcast, like I'm in my fucking house, and behind you. Yeah, you got Uplight behind you. You got your professional studio going on.
Yeah, Mike got home.
Jesus Christ.
Mike got home. He's like, don't embarrass
Mike
me.
Mike got home.
Don't embarrass Mike me and home. My bachelor's in audio engineering.
That's fine. That's fine. So I'm going to forego the technology. If we stay on Facebook, that's great. And if not, the show's recording and people can tune in and listen to the broadcast when they do that. Everything's kind of locking up on my computer. But at least I got you and through my iPad, which is good.
Awesome.
So while I got you and while things are still maintainable, please tell my lovely listeners all about yourself. Where are you from? What do you do? Tell them a little bit about you.
I am Angela the Comic. I go by Angela the Comic, but my real name is Angela Kimmel. And I'm from New York, but currently I'm in Atlanta. I've been doing comedy for, I want to say on and off, for over 10 years, but it's my passion. It's like that ex with the good dick. You just got to keep going back. Oh, was it not? Wait, hold on. Do we go over what we can and cannot say on this show? Oh,
no,
listeners. I'm sorry.
No. Your husband's home. That's that's my look.
He doesn't care.
I don't care. Nobody listens to this show.
He's fine. He's like, yep, it's like that ex. No, I love comedy. And yes, Mark and I met at the Laughing Skull when he was performing. And then I begged the club to put me on stage.
You didn't beg. No, it was actually good. I wish there was, I mean, when we first started, there was a ton of people.
Uh-huh.
And then the second show was a little thinner. I thought the second show was actually better than the first show.
Oh,
because
yes.
I meant comics wise. Because you were on the second half, right?
Yes. They always put me
That's
later.
Awkward. That's
they
awkward.
They always put me later, which I don't. Just as long as I get some stage time, right?
Yeah. And I'll tell you what. Let's do this, because my whole computer's frozen up, so I can't. Let's see. I can't even get to the information. But if you do want to free stalk Angela the Comic, it's super simple. You can free stalk her, and it's very. This is how simple it is. It's Angela the Comic. She's on Facebook. She's on Twitter. She's on Instagram. And she's on YouTube. So Angela the Comic, AngelaTheComic.
Woo!
And I had to do that with my eyes closed, because I got a photographic memory. And I'm lucky I do, because the whole computer's just fucking froze up. I don't even know if we're broadcasting anymore. I really don't.
Wait, do you really have a photographic memory?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
What?
Yeah, it's not as cool as you think it is.
No.
It's shitty.
So my stepdad went to Buffalo University. And he had a roommate.
Yeah.
That the day before a test, all he would do is just get a book and turn the pages.
Yep.
Just turn the page and that was it. That's so cool.
Yeah. In school, I never studied for tests.
Wow.
I never studied for tests. I literally would do my homework the morning of. Like that's the kind of, like, I don't study for tests. I don't overly rehearse when I'm acting. I don't think a lot about what I just do it.
That's and so cool.
It's not as fucking cool as you think, because now you can't forget shit.
That was my next question. Can you forget anything?
I try to. I mean, yeah. I try to I'm trying to forget that. You know, I wish I set this up better. Maybe it's because I'm dizzy and I'm contagious. Maybe that's what it is. Like, literally, when I tell you my computer screen is, you know, because I have a Mac, so the pinwheel.
The FU just, wheel. F-U.
Yeah,
F-U.
It's just, F-U. It's solid. It's not even moving. Not even moving.
Fine, though.
No, I'm recording. See, the thing is, I've got separate software. So you're coming through my iPad, and as long as the computer's on, the audio, well, actually, no, it doesn't matter, because I'm just going right through, and the board has power. So
we are all good.
I'm good. This show's going to take a shit. I'm so behind in editing. And, you know, speaking of editing, you have your own show, and that's what you invited me to do. You think I know shit about technology. You are like, she's on Instagram, folks. She broadcasts through Instagram. She's one of those fucking people.
It was annoying.
She's an Instagrammian. Is it Instagrammian?
It's actually, I heard you before and you were saying, is it a TikTokian? And I kind of like your spin on it. It's TikToker, but yeah. I like TikTokian, Instagrammian. I like that. I think we should think of those. Yeah.
Well, if you want, yeah. You wouldn't be an Instagrammer. Well, yeah, you would.
Telegram. Not at this age, Mark. I think, I think I'm the influencer ranges. Gone 10 years ago for me.
Are they still saying influence? I don't even fucking buy that shit. Who are people influencing? I just saw a website with people from TikTok. I didn't recognize any of them. I have no idea.
You know who they're influencing? They're influencing dumbasses like me that keep buying stuff off of Amazon. Like, how many lemon squeezers do I need?
Do they what? One of the hand things?
There's different kinds, even though I have three. If there
You're
is another
me.
One
You're
that is just
me.
In pink or something.
What?
I can't.
What?
I'm
what?
The things you need for your bathroom. And then it's all this pretty stuff. And I swear, I take like 5 minute showers. What do I need? What do I need a unicorn loofah for? But it's beautiful. So I buy one.
I don't know. Hold on a second. I'm thinking about it. What might one use a unicorn loofah for?
Oh, boy.
What?
Damn!
Could be. Woo. Could be. So your show on Instagram, what is the name of your show? Tell the listeners, and of course, they have to follow you through Instagram and Facebook.
Yes,
and all
it's
that,
every Thursday night at 8:30 Eastern Time. 8:30 Eastern Time, and it's on Instagram Live. But then afterwards, we post it on YouTube. So if you go to my YouTube, you could watch past interviews, one of them being with Mr. Mark Scalia. Scalia.
Know.
You know what I was thinking, Mark? I was thinking we can do, we should turn you into like a one-name celebrity, like Madonna or Beyonce. We should just call you the Scalia. Hey, Scalia. Scalia's coming to the stage. Everybody would know. I want to start a movement.
Know.
Comics with one names.
You might be able to do it, but I actually was working on, this is funny because, you know, everybody talks about their pronouns.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And it was like, you know, and you're changing your pronouns all the time. And now there's fluid pronouns and there's neo pronouns. There's a whole fucking other world out there.
Uh-huh.
And I thought my pronouns growing up was fuck and shit. that was get the fuck over. Like you was my pronoun. You fuck. That's what we need. We need more pronouns like that. We need kids to just shut the fuck up.
I can't keep track.
I may have to reboot the computer because my sound files for the show is there. So I'm wondering if I shut the computer down, we're going to lose the Facebook. But I probably already lost the Facebook feed. But I need to get access to the sound to cut the break and play the game with you. So let me do this. If this goes haywire, because you know what it is? It's like when we did your show. Oh, half the show is great, and then the other show was, we had to pick up and do it again. So let me see what I can do. I think this should work. Let's try this. I shouldn't lose anything.
We were able to save the second half of your interview. So I can't wait to do it in person.
I hope the board doesn't fry. Like, the board doesn't shut off. Yeah, see, now I did lose a show, but now the show's back. Whoa! Now everything, Jesus Christ, it's like that old, like, it's like, all these programs are loading one by one. It's like an old fucking computer. This is my laptop. I just put a new hard drive in this. All right, let's see. It says go live, but that ain't happening. So let's try this. It's because the podcast is still going. Let's see. Go live. Let's see what happens. I probably had too many things open. Stream. Oh, fuck me. Yeah, don't say anything funny yet.
I don't think you'll have to worry about that.
Jesus.
They're all listed.
This is net. What I should have done is I probably should have plugged. Well, all I got to do is splice the two. Facha brute.
Yeah,
Facha brute. You know facha brute. You know what that is?
What'd you call me?
Facha brute.
What'd you call me?
Facha brute.
Hey, you want to fight? What is that?
You know, facha bella, beautiful face.
Yeah.
Facha brute is ugly face. So Facebook is facha brute. Motherfucker.
Now I know the new nickname.
Yeah.
I'm going to use.
All right. Now we're back up.
What?
Let's see.
We're back.
Now we're going to. I'm determined to do this. I'm determined. I won't even take a break at this point. Wow. Everything is open. What?
You're super
live. All
light.
The programs.
Super live.
Everything light. Is fucking weird. Oh, Jiminy Crickets. Oh, there's a ton of notifications. It's like 15 notifications.
Stop people going like, to those sites, Mark.
It's not my fault. Who doesn't want to see a monkey juggling shit? It's a thing. It's a thing. I'm sorry, what?
What? Hold on vertigo. A second.
I had vertigo and I've eaten gluten today. So it's not my fault.
Double whammy. I'm waiting for that meat and rice diet. Like, all you eat is meat and rice. I would kill it. I'd be negative pounds. That. No, you can't because the carbs.
Their entire cultures, all they do is... Just, Mexican is rice and beans.
No, they got flour tortillas. Rice and beans, but I mean, you know, that's still carbs. The amount of rice I like, I mean... Mike and I got into a very serious discussion, is the nice way to put it. Discussion about how much rice I eat. And he said, you should just cut out the rice. You know what telling an Asian to cut out the rice means? That means the Japanese soldiers who just get a knife and that's what that's like. You can't tell me to cut out rice. Are you crazy? Cut out rice. Keto. Goodness gracious. I can't do it. Can't do it. Give me my rice. And give me my freedom. Can't. I will start a revolution. These people trying to cut out carbs. Everything good?
No. I'm just... You know what it is? I'm saying go... I fucking hate... I gotta figure out a different way to do this. I'm gonna broadcast through YouTube and then go the other way. I should do what you do. I should do fucking Instagram. But the problem is... My demographics are older.
So. I was going like, to say, Grandpa, you need some help there. I could send Mike to you. I'll put him on a Greyhound.
No. Okay. I just shut my video off. Let me unplug. This should work. All right, let's go.
Awesome.
iPad.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
In my video. I can't. I know. I can't get you on my fucking iPad.
Angela, the comic
live
is on.
But you're coming through. I'm not even going to do this. I'm going to quit all of this shit because I'm distracting.
And go it's into like, counting.
Let me just shut it all down. Quit. It's not even worth it because I'm not having a good time. And I want to have a good time. I want to have a good time with
I'm
you,
having
Angela.
A great time. Are we not? What'd you say?
I'm trying to have a good time with Angela. let's do this. Let's take our second break. Let me reorganize because now I'm not doing the video. And when we come back, I want to chat up a little bit more. We're going to have some fun. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll be right back.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. You know what today is? It's Hump Day! Woohoo!
How happy are people listening to Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia? Happier than a person with a hump on their back. Listen live every Wednesday to Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia.
Hump Day!
Hey, this is comedian Mike Gray. You're listening to Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. And when I was first asked to do this show, I thought he was actually the guy who played Tony Soprano. So you can imagine my dismay when I found out it's just Mark Scalia.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And that was Mike Gray from last week. And his show was technically better because I was not suffering from massive vertigo. I'm fucked up. I should be drinking. But with me still is Angela the Comic. And if you want to free stalk her, please do. She's at Angela the Comic on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. It's Angela, AngelaTheComic. That's Angela the Comic. So your show on Instagram, what is it called? Is it Rice and Beans?
No, that's Mike's show.
Mike's
Mike, my husband.
Cut the rice
my
out.
Mexican husband, yeah. it's Angela the Comic Live. It's every Thursday night at 8:30 Eastern. Can I tell you about Hump Day?
Yeah.
And this is a super true story.
Okay.
Until I think my late 20s, I actually found out what hump day means. And working in the office, a little background, I'm half Korean and half white. And I grew up in Korea in my younger years, so I learned Korean first. And then I came to America, New York, when I was like six, probably. And I learned English next. But I didn't realize... I mean, working in corporate America, everybody was like, oh, happy hump day, happy hump day. I really thought, and I can't even make this up, I really thought the American corporate culture was so progressive that everybody was reminding each other, hey, go once a week, go hump somebody, happy hump day. I swear to you, and towards... maybe my late 20s, I found out, oh, Wednesday is the hump of the week. The middle of the week, you're getting over the hump. Oh, okay. I was like, wow, that's really nice. People want to remind each other to have good marriages and good relationships, healthy, strong, like bull relationships. Happy hump day. I wish I could make that up. Yeah, for real.
That's funny.
Yeah. So I became a comic. Funny. So I could, haha, joke about it.
Uh-huh. I got problems, and so I'm not in a clock tower. I'll be on stage. That's the way it works out.
I'll
get my FID card. I could just talk into a microphone. So, of course, some of the listeners saw you because of the Facebook thing. So you are half Korean, and you said half white, which I don't know what that means anymore because everybody's really divided into what's the white part? English, Irish?
The white part is absent. That's what it is. It's absent.
It's absent. You're an immaculate conception.
It was the first.
I know the Asians doing really big things with genes and shit like that, but
right?
if they just
My mom.
Are you? Did they grow it in a lab? Like
that has Angela to be it.
Comic.
My friends think it is because they're just like you. You can't be real the way you think. You can't be real. No. It's European.
Was your mom Korean?
Yeah.
Mom Korean or dad?
Yeah.
Your mom's Korean.
My mom is okay. Korean. Yes, she's the Korean.
What's your dad?
My dad. He's like a Texan dude. He has the heaviest twang. He's just white.
Oh my God.
He is just white, part Irish. He's just European.
How did that happen? How do they meet? This is fascinating to me.
When a soldier and an Asian woman love each other very much.
Wait a minute.
Let me break this down.
That part I get. What I'm saying, how they met, because he was in the Army.
Yeah, he was in Korea. They met in Korea.
Okay, so he's stationed in Korea.
Uh-huh. And then,
okay,
yeah, he was doing his, he was fighting for our freedom, and my mom was trying to gain hers, so they met, and then came to Texas, and 3 years later, my mom secured the bag with me, so it just worked out for her.
Did you grow up in a military base? You a military brat?
No, so very early on, my parents divorced. And very early on the divorce, but now I know my dad. So we have a great relationship. But yeah, my mom had my her parents. So my grandparents raised me in Korea, and I have to say I can't complain at all. My mom was working hard in the States to, get all her money together to come pick me up, but it was the best childhood, Mark. We grew up in a little village. You know, everybody shared a pair of shoes. No, we didn't do that. But it was it was a very safe, like, little, countryside. And we would, all the kids would play out till late, and everybody knew each other. I mean, even if you thought of visiting, they knew what your favorite color was. Super safe back in the 80s.
Really?
Early 80s, yeah. And then I came to New
York. Very different in my 80s.
Why? What was
there was crack.
Right.
Crack was big. Coke was bigger. And people were like, oh, the Coke Pepsi war. No, there was just fucking Coke. It wasn't even, no, we were drinking Pepsi and everybody else was doing Coke.
Right.
But man.
Yeah.
No, I grew up in a very different neighborhood. I had two friends taken out by drive-by shootings and gangs and
Oh my God.
That's why I'm like, I hate to say it, but I'm like, you started talking about this little countryside, and I thought, well, Asian countryside. I thought, oh, like Mulan, that's fucking beautiful. the cartoon, like the live motion.
Pet dragon. It was like that. It was that type of childhood that I had. Yeah. We all named our little pet dragon.
No, I know one's China, and I believe you. I know the difference. You believe me. Yeah, I do. And, believe me, I know more about different cultures. I grew up Chelsea, very poor.
Uh-huh.
So my junior high school was like the UN.
Yeah.
We had Korean, we had Chinese, we had Japanese, we had Polish, we had Irish, English, Italian.
Wow.
When you see, there was Wai Leong from China.
Uh-huh.
And I remember everybody, Wai Leong from China.
Dang.
There was his sister was... I can picture her face, but I can't remember her name.
Sissy Chung?
But there was Vietnamese. What is it?
Sissy Chung?
No, it was started. It started with sad. There was Wai Leong, and it was like Christine. But it was like Wai, like W-A-I was his name. Wai Leong. Leong. And
wait,
so
W-A-Y, when people say, isn't that Wei?
No, it was Wai.
W-A-Y?
It is in China.
Oh, okay.
You racist.
Oh, I'm sorry. half of me is very apologetic. The other half
just doesn't give a fuck.
He doesn't give a shit about what you just said.
No, but I know. But when you say the village and stuff like that, I mean, it sounds really cool. I mean, it's probably more modern than I'm actually picturing because I've never been to Korea.
It was the countryside.
I've had friends stationed. Yeah, I've had friends. A couple of my friends were in the army. They went to Korea. I've known people that have visited Korea, and it's very nice. So and now that you moved, then you moved to New York.
Yeah, my mom brought me back.
That's fucked up. Was it the Bronx, you said?
Queens, New York.
Queens, Jesus but Christ, there's a jump.
Here's the thing, Mark. I was traumatized. Because in Korea, I could go out whenever I want to, do whatever I want, come home late. And I thought I was living blissfully. And I don't know if my family is just playing, playing with me. But they said that my grandma called my mom and said, I can't handle this kid. She goes out whenever she wants to. Come pick her up. So then my mom came to pick me up and brought me back to New York. And I was like telling her, hey, I'm going to go outside and play. And she's like, no, you're not. I'm like, why not? And she's like,
because it's New York in the 80s.
Yeah, she's like, hold my hand when we cross the street. And I'm like, why? I know how to cross the street. Like, six-year-old kid was like, why? Why do I have to do anything you say, lady? Take me back.
No wonder your grandmother wanted to dump you up. She's like,
she is a headache.
She won't let me hold her hand crossing the street.
No, what roads? What roads are we crossing there now?
What
roads? We just went through fields of grass. We didn't have roads. Fields of grass and flowers.
Yeah, well, you got the little dragon ahead of you the whole time.
Right.
Protected you from
told me where evil. To go with my personal
the Hun
GPS.
Empire.
Yeah. Just follow the tail.
It's not even the same fucking place. I get it.
It was really
sent back race relations 300 years.
I just have to make sure that my nobody.
You what?
I just gotta. I'll put out the edited version of this so I don't get fired from my job. No.
No. No, it's me. It's not you. You didn't say anything wrong. I'm saying it.
Did I not, though, Mark? Let's rewind the tape.
No. See, you're worried about stuff. Don't you know? That's the thing. You can't get fired. You're on Instagram. There are more people. Nobody's watching or listening to this show. Don't worry about it.
Then let me tell you how I really feel.
No. That's right.
First of all, you Italians. No, I'm kidding.
People.
Whoa, everybody.
First of all, you fucking pasta-eating prick.
First
come on, talk to you.
You didn't have to kidnap
and
Mike.
Speaking
get
of that,
on the show.
You have an Italian name, though. Angela's Italian.
I know. But, I went to a dentist, and he was like, my last name's Kimmel, like Jimmy Kimmel. He's like,
yeah.
They're looking in my mouth, and he's like, you Jewish. And I was like,
what?
No, I'm not. Kimmel is a very popular Jewish name.
Yeah,
it's one of them. Is
it spelled with an E L or an L E?
E L.
Oh no, yeah, E L.
Yeah, Kimmel. Yeah, Kimmel. And so he's like, "You Jewish?" And I swear, for a split second, it was a dentist in New York. He was Jewish. I almost said yes.
She said yes.
Just to get
yes,
a discount
yes.
on the expensive work.
The answer is always yes.
Darn it!
The answer is always yes.
That's
so speaking of your name,
uh-huh.
And I was thinking, because I always play a game with my guests, and I was thinking, what game can I play with my guests?
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I was usually I do like name games and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, okay, I'll do Angela. And then I started going, oh, I want all these songs that have Angel in it. And I thought, well, maybe I'll play them and then she'll have to guess them. And then I'm like, nah, that's too much. I started doing this thing last week where it's a quicker game. And what we're going to play is, let me set it up, it's called Angel or Devil. Yep. This is the best intro of any fucking game show ever. It doesn't... That, boom! It's got everything you need. It's got sax, it's got guitar, it's got drum, it's happy, it's up... And I can only play 15 seconds of it before they sue me. So let's do this. So we're going to play Angel and Devil. And the way that I've set this up, because your name is Angela, I could think of a bunch of names for angels, because I don't know a lot of angels' names. And I thought it might be cool to find out if Angela knows where her namesake comes from. And then I thought, well, there's not that many angels, not mentioned in the Bible anyway. And then I thought, how about other names for devils? Because I've been on Angela's show. I know who she is. And she's a very nice girl. A very nice person,
but
she does have a little bit of devil in her, which that's why we dig it. That's why we dig it.
Oh, it's so funny.
The top 10 answers are on the board.
Okay.
And I'm going to see how quickly you can name an angel or another name for a devil. Actually, I'll help you out. And of course, there's many famous angels. I say famous, like they're on Instagram. Uh-huh. But the famous
angels. Are they selling stuff that they bought?
Actually, Angela, the angels are influencers.
Okay.
They influence a lot of people. I'd like to talk to you about Jesus after the show. I'm going to give you a chance to name another name for the devil and angel. So I'll tell you what, let's start with the devil because the devil's going to be easier. Everybody wants to start with the devil. So here we go. Let's start with names for the devil. Every time you get a right answer, I'll give you a ding.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So name.
Is this a multiple name choice or? Okay.
Yeah. No. You just.
Lucifer.
Lucifer's on the board.
Okay. Could we get a Korean name for devil? Daebul.
What is it?
Daebul. It's just devil Tabler? In the Korean accent. Come on. Ding it. Ding it, Mark.
Tabler? It's not on my list. I've never heard of it.
Daebul. I'm just saying devil with a Korean Asian accent, Mark.
All right, Daebul. Fine. You know, so I'll give it to you.
No, I literally didn't know Lucifer. Well, he was an angel of music, was he not?
Who? Angel of music?
Yeah, that's what the devil was. And then he got banished from heaven.
No, he was actually, well, technically he was the morning star.
Wait, demon? No, Lucifer is the only one I know. Oh, no.
Lucifer? How about if I said, how about the church lady? Remember the church lady from Saturday Night? Dana Carvey played the church lady.
Oh, Karen?
Say, could it be?
Could it be Karen? Is Karen another word for devil?
No, it's an actual devil's name. Like another name for the devil,
Diablo?
How he's referred to. Diablo.
Okay.
Yes.
Devil Diablo.
Could it be? Let's see if I get that one.
If I get one more.
Oh, starts wait. With an S.
Wait, the connection is breaking up, Mark. Let me.
Yeah, sure. It sounds like a kind of silky material.
Oh, my goodness. This would be perfect time for Mike to run
kind
into
of
the room.
Yeah, if you need help with Mike, yeah.
Oh,
like
Satan.
Kind of bed sheets.
Satan?
Satan! Yes, kind of like Satan.
Been so happy
you have
to
Satan,
call out the devil,
Lucifer. How about this is a really cool one. It starts with a B, not Beetlejuice, but it's like Beetle. It's like Beetlejuice. It's kind of funny. We used to joke about this name all the time.
Oh wait, Brandon? I dated a Brandon. No, he was pretty devilish. Good on the board.
No, okay.
Is that
the wrong
Brandon
one.
Calling about, right now?
No, that would be wrong, Brandon. Me. How about like bees?
What's the second letter?
B. How about Beelzebub? Do you ever hear that?
No.
Beelzebub?
No. Again,
you never heard of Beelzebub?
English is my second language, Mark. Oh. Here's the thing.
How about Azazel?
No, I haven't heard it.
Azazel is another name for the devil. And you're not going to get this. Mephistopheles.
That I would have got it. No, I wouldn't have gotten that one. I've gotten that one. Oh.
Maybe you're better with angels. How about a famous angel? How about the angel that came down to Mary and said that there's going to be a virgin birth?
My Bible study teacher right now is rolling in her grave. She was Miss Thompson. She was 79 years old. And you could just tell.
People may call him, his nickname was probably Gabe.
Oh, Gabriel? Is that not a saint, though? Angel Gabriel.
No, Gabriel's, the angel Gabriel came down.
Is Michael a saint?
How about the archangel?
Michael? Oh,
The Archangel Michael.
Yeah.
He was the one that killed dragons, apparently. And then this is very strange because these are both angels and kind of devils. And you're not going to get this, but it's Azrael.
Azrael. Let me write Azrael this down.
And this Balthazar. Balthazar was actually an angel, and it was a name of a demon.
Goodness.
From TV shows. Yeah.
Goodness.
So
I got a C+? Is that what you're telling me right now?
Let's see.
Let me tell you how I got my name, Mark. I'm going to tell you how I got my name.
Okay.
And I only found this out because I got it as a homework assignment, right? It was in first grade. Okay. The teacher said you had to do a one-page report on how you got your name. Me being super excited, I ran home out of breath, one block away. I ran home, went to my mom, and I was like, Mom, why is my name Angela? My mom, my Korean mother, got the look of just sheer pride in her face. And she said, Angela, you know Angel from Sky? I add the A. That's how I got my name, Angela. I wish I could make this shit up, Mark. Now you know why I'm a comic. Funny stories.
That's a two-page report,
wrote
actually.
Really large. Wrote it really large on the piece of paper. Mine. I filled the one sheet. Oh, wait. I can't hear you. Oh, no.
Like the type font. No. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
I can hear you. I can still
the
hear
angels
you.
Angels and devils that are messing with our broadcasting.
That's your. That's on your end.
Let me tell
that's,
you something.
Yeah. You tell me. You can't hear me?
No, I can't
can you,
hear you.
Can you read? Can you read my lips?
Yeah, I can read your lips.
So
can
let's
you read
do this.
Mine?
Yeah, bafanabla. Here we go. So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take our third break. And when we come back, I'm going to ask you about your first time, your best time, and your worst time on stage.
Third break,
and
yes. Let's take the third break.
She's reading my lips. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Radio Irregardless. We'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And can you not hear me still? What?
Can you hear me?
It's got to be. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You want to call me back?
Yeah, I'll call you back. See if that works. I'll call you back. Hold on. I'll call you back. Let's see. Now we're going to call her back and see if she's still there.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes. It's.
Yes, I can.
I would say it's a full moon, but it's just me. It's just me.
It was the game. You called these angels and devils. They're like, you know what? Watch this. They're
it's
all
like fallen angel. Where's that fucking?
Tag teaming anyway. Each other. Watch me do
maybe
this.
Maybe you bringing up hump day.
Yeah.
Did you bringing up hump day?
That was it.
So again, you can free stalk Angela. She's Angela the Comic on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and of course YouTube as well. And you can check out her live Instagram show. It's Angela the Comic, and it's on Instagram on Thursday nights at 8:30. You don't want to miss that. So free stalk her and see what she's up to because it's far better than I am. But before we let you go, I ask this question of all my guests. Please tell me and my lovely listeners about your first time on stage, your best time on stage, and your worst time on stage. And please do it in that particular order. It's a very nice flow.
Yes. The first time I was on stage, I performed at the Laughing Skull here in Atlanta, and I emailed them. went up, pretty much traumatized everyone. I maybe put one or two funny jokes in there, but the rest of it was just traumatizing for everybody to listen to. And the best time was when I was up on...
Wait. Don't I want to talk about the first. How did you traumatize? Tell, you don't necessarily have to go through your material.
Right.
But how did you traumatize the audience?
I traumatized the audience because I was so bad.
Okay.
So bad. No, I was just super excited to be on stage. And I thought I had to go for that shock factor. Like just destroy people's sleep patterns that night and just not... have any filter whatsoever.
So you weren't 50 Shades of Grey. You went very dark blue.
No, I was like negative 420 Shades of Grey. They just did not want me on stage after that. But I emailed them again. They were like, "Yeah, we have opening for next
Jesus
time.
Jesus Christ,
come on back."
Yeah, those people aren't coming back. We got plenty of people.
Yeah, come on back. They were listening. They definitely were listening. Were they laughing? They couldn't because people were around them, so they couldn't laugh at what I was saying. It was just way too disturbing for them. But I had a great time.
So that was your first time of traumatizing people, and then obviously you kept doing it. So now you said on and off for about 10 years now.
Right.
So you probably have a bunch of different highlights, but just pick out of the hat one of the better times, one of the best times that you had.
One of the best times I've ever had, and I still think about this because it still gets me. When I was first starting out and I kind of honed my jokes, I realized you need to do a setup, you need to have a punchline, all of that. And there's one joke that I have that I love telling. About, you know, me growing up with a Korean mother, and there were steps to it, you know, power of three. There was one, two, three. The thing is, I was still so new at it that I didn't give the chance to the audience to laugh. Oh, so what was happening, but they wanted to hear the one, two, three, because it was just so funny. So they were holding in their laugh, and they could see I was going like a mile a minute. Because, you know, open mics, they're like, oh, yeah, we have you booked in. You have 40 seconds to make everyone laugh.
Yes.
It's like, great. So I'm going a mile a minute, and they're trying to listen to what I'm saying, and I didn't give them a chance to laugh at this super hilarious joke. And I paused after the third point, and from the back of the club, this woman just screamed. Her laughter just... from the back of the club, and then everybody started joining in because they had mounted all that laughter energy.
Right.
For a point when I paused, and they just like erupted it. Of course, that was the end of my set, but I still think about that, and she was dying. Like from the back, I was like, do we need to get medical attention to the back of the club? Because it was this, oh my gosh, she could have punched a hole in the ceiling the way she...
That must have felt great.
That was
even at an open mic night, though.
Yeah. Super.
Because making people, here's the thing: people don't realize this. Like at an open mic night, you'll see comics run the gamut. You'll have comics that have been doing it for, you know, 15, 20, 30 mm-hmm. years. You'll see people going up there have never been on stage before. Mm-hmm. So it's a range. And then the audience is kind of a crapshoot too. You'll have people that are like, hey, you know, I've never done this before, and they want to sit in the audience, and other people are regulars.
Uh-huh.
So when you have that moment, it's fantastic. It's like,
it's,
you know, especially at an open mic.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at a regular club, it's one thing. They know they're paying for a club and they're paying to see comedy. But an open mic show, it could be a shit show. It could be fucking fantastic. And it's always, you know, so that's a fantastic feeling. I'm glad you got to experience that at least, probably more than that, but at least the one time you're telling us now. Now that you've told us about your first time, which was very traumatic for you and the audience, and of course the best time, which is amazing for both you and the audience, now you must tell us your worst time on stage.
The worst time ties in with the first time somewhat.
No.
Because it's the same foundation. It was at another club. And what happened was I went up on stage. I was doing my thing again, shock factor. The thing is, there was a table up front of about 10 people at this table, and they were there for an office outing, like a company outing. And the things I was saying was really dirty, you know? But there was one dude in the crowd who, I mean, he must have been the one that was like, we should all go to comedy club. Like, he looks like that dude, the fan of comedy.
His idea.
He was just, his face was just lit up. Like, yes. Yes. Oh, say the C word again. Yes. Like,
yeah!
He was so just into it. The other ladies, more mature ladies, mortified. Mortified. Mm. It was to the point where after my set, the host went up and was like, that was disturbing. That was the first thing. Again, this was over 10 years ago. Soup, I've learned somewhat from my mistakes. I can't make any promises. But yeah, that was my worst moment because I feel like they didn't fully enjoy it as much as they could have. But I mean, everybody goes through those growing pains. I can't regret anything. So,
no, yeah. Because you got to make those steps. You can't, you don't know what's wrong until you actually know what's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, you can listen, you can have other people go, oh, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. And here's the thing. I know a lot of comics and they told Joe, I mean, I worked with Joe Rogan.
Uh-huh.
Joe Rogan was out of Boston. He worked all the time. People were telling Joe for years, Joe, you got to clean up your act. You can't say fuck so much. You have to do different material.
Right.
You're too dirty. The first company that picked them up was ABC. Was Disney.
I love Joe Rogan.
So it's, and I mean, look at Joe. I mean, this is, you know, 20, 25 years later. Joe's, you know, at the height of his game.
He's doing okay.
Stand up wise. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's doing all right.
He's all right.
He's okay.
Yeah. He's not in the 1%, but, you know, he's probably in the top 15% or no, he's probably in the top 20%. But, you know, I mean, I know people, you know, the same kind of thing. Where there were comics that were just, you know, there was a comic he was in Harvard. He went to Harvard. He was going to be a doctor or something. And then he started doing stand-up. Uh-huh. And the first 6 months were bad.
Yeah.
And you got to remember, I mean, this is, I don't know how often you got to go on stage when you first started, but in Boston in the early 90s,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you could do comedy, and I'm not joking, there were 3 rooms on Sunday, 2 rooms on Monday, 3 on Wednesday. Literally, you can get up 15 times a week. Easy.
Nice.
Easy.
Uh-huh.
And this kid was doing the same sets, trying to work new jokes. He was brutal. And he's like, nah, I'm thinking about getting old. I don't want to do it anymore. It's not good. It's not going well. And I said, do you enjoy doing it? He goes, yeah. I said, then figure out how to do it right.
Yeah.
And because people are like, yeah, he should stop. He should quit. He should stop it. And then literally like a month after that, he found out what he wanted to do. And he got fucking funny, like really funny.
Yeah.
Like really funny.
I
mean, that's what happens. That's what happens.
Yeah. I was a mess. I've always been a fan of comedy. And I mean, you know, when I say that I loved watching Robin Williams, I'm talking about his early stand-up gigs. I would go to the video store. Now, kids, the video store is where you would go to get tapes.
Blockbuster.
Yeah, you would get a VHS. And I would take out his stand-up and just watch it. You know, and I was such a fan. And I knew I made people around me laugh. And I loved making people laugh because I know they're not thinking about their problems, which is so great about comedy. You just give them that escape for that moment. I was a mess. But then I remember once I kept going, I was hitting these clubs in the beginning. Shantae Wayne's and Wellington Juku, J-U-K-U, those two comics came up to me after the show this one time and said, hey, what you did, that was a callback, is what Shantae said. She's like, oh, that's a callback. And you want to do a setup. And they were breaking these things down that no one ever told me, nor did I Google. I thought you just need to be funny. You know, I just act funny and all that jazz. And that's a part of it. But you got to have some sort of structure instead of the audience going, I don't know I'm going.
Everybody starts like that.
Yeah,
everybody
starts
like when I like, okay, tell a joke. Okay, this is a story.
Right.
Nobody knows about setup, punchline, and not really.
Yeah.
But I mean, you just naturally tell story. Then eventually you formulate what you're going to do. And I would bring up this too. If you like Robin Williams, you got to watch YouTube videos of Jonathan Winters.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
I mean, write
do you know
down
Jonathan Winters.
I'm sure
if you like
stuff,
Robin Williams, Jonathan Winters was the Robin Williams of his time, and you're talking about like the 40s, 50s, 60s, and character stuff beyond brilliant, improv stuff. There's a scene where Jonathan Winters and Robin Williams were on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. You got to watch that clip. The two of them together, like you're talking about improv, like on a whole different level. Just like, like brilliant. So, but you
I'm
love
look
that.
It up.
But
yeah.
So before we let you go, Angela, how can people find out where you're at? Are you do one of those things where you put your dates on a graphic and then you put it on Instagram? Is that what you
do? Just follow me on Instagram, on Facebook, just everywhere. I'm Angela the Comic, all one word, and I will come up as a musician for some reason.
Oof, that's the wrong one. Yeah, and again, free stalker, Angela the Comic on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Check her out. Watch her video. Give her the likes. Do all that stuff. Make her a true influencer. We covered a lot of ground with technical bullshit tonight, but I think we did all right. Angela, thank you so much for having me on your show. And I'm not having you on my show just as a repayment. Saying I want her on the show because I had so much fun on yours. And I was like, I want to get her on mine. And hopefully, I mean, this show is not as fun as yours.
This is so fun. This is so fun.
You had your husband, Mike, doing the producing.
Yeah, because he's not in my spotlight here. Let's do this for another hour. Fuck that guy. Hey, Mike, I know you're watching. I'm coming for you.
Jesus Christ. He's coming for
I'm already looking for your replacement. Stop taking my spotlight. Not funnier than me. Thank you so much, Mark. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. You have a great night, and I'll be in touch. Hopefully, we'll get to work together again soon.
Yes, yes, definitely. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Be well. Stay safe.
You too.
All right. Good night. That was Angela the Comic, everybody. Oh, my God. So fun. You know, with all the technical bullshit and troubles that we had tonight, it's still been a fun show. So let me tell you what I got going on this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. I am going to be at the Marblehead Little Theater Friday night, doing two shows. We have a 6 o'clock and an 8 o'clock show. Saturday, August 21st, I will be at the Waterville Estate Village District, actually doing a private show. But as always, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be a guest, a contributor, an influencer, whatever you want to do, email the show radioirregardless@gmail.com. You can also call the hotline, leave a message, 978-219-9294. I'm always available. The next show will be on September 1st, and I believe it's going to be a good one. See you soon.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia, and broadcast and recorded live. We'd like to thank the on-air guest and all of our listeners. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2021, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello. Hello. Just a moment, okay?